Claire sits down at the edge of the clearing. Etta says I shouldn't talk to strangers.
Well, that's good advice.
Silence.
When are you going to disappear?
When I'm good and ready to. Are you bored with me?
Claire rolls her eyes.
What are you working on?
Penmanship.
May I see? Claire gets up carefully and collects a few pieces of stationery while fixing me with her baleful stare. I lean forward slowly and extend my hand as though she is a Rottweiler, and she quickly shoves the papers at me and retreats. I look at them intently, as though she has just handed me a bunch of Bruce Rogers' original drawings for Centaur or the Book of Kells or something. She has printed over and over, large and larger, Claire and Abshire. All the ascenders and descenders have swirling curlicues, and all the counters have smiley faces in them. It's quite beautiful.
This is lovely.
Claire is pleased, as always when she receives homage for her work.
I could make one for you.
I would like that, but I'm not allowed to take anything with me when I time travel, so maybe you could keep it for me and I could just enjoy it while I'm here.
Why can't you take anything?
Well, think about it. If we time travelers started to move things around in time, pretty soon the world would be a big mess. Let's say I brought some money with me into the past. I could look up all the winning lottery numbers and football teams and make a ton of money. That doesn't seem very fair, does it? Or, if I was really dishonest, I could steal things and bring them to the future where nobody could find me.
You could be a pirate!
Claire seems so pleased with the idea of me as a pirate that she forgets that I am Stranger Danger.
You could bury the money and make a treasure map and dig it up in the future.
This is, in fact, more or less how Claire and I fund our rock and roll lifestyle. As an adult, Claire finds this mildly immoral, although it does give us an edge in the stock market.